of Illa Kill. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.chinaseentertainment.com. That's where you can listen to us live on the internet. Let's see here. And I had some crazy technical difficulties like right before I started the show. But me being the guy that I am, we live. Let's turn up. All right. Again, this is where we give independent artists a chance to get into rotation over here on K1's radio. We, let me see here. Miss Patrice, I got Miss Patrice, so I got to ask Miss Patrice exactly what song she want me to play this time. Because she's back. She came back. And shout out to the artists who feel like, you know, last week was one thing, this week is a total different one. So make sure we get her off deck. By the way, just so you guys know, the best intern in the world, which is JC Rocker, she had to take a night off. She couldn't be in the studio to help me take in and check in calls. So I'm going to be actually doing the broadcast, and I'm going to be checking in the calls. So I know I don't want to do that. I'm spoiled now. JC Rocker has really spoiled me. Seriously. Because now I'm like not even used to having to screen calls and take calls. I haven't done that in like, 3 months since she's been working with the station. And this is the first time I'm doing Illa Kill by myself, Dolo, in 3 months. And I'm like, I forgot how to even go about doing it this way. But anyway, be that as it may. So if it's a little bit of confusion, you guys got to bear with me. I haven't done it this way in a long time with me having to, you know, take the calls and run the show at the same time. So, you know, it is what it is. Follow us on Twitter and make sure you're tweeting out that you're rocking with Illa Kill tonight at K100_radio. Same thing on IG. The letter K, the number 100_radio. All right, that's our Twitter and that's our Instagram, all right? So what we do here on this segment is we play the music that's been submitted to us by the artist who, any artist, you know, we don't do this for the majors, of course, because they already have the fan base, blah, 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 what have you. It just doesn't make sense for us to be Illa Killing the majors, even though majors do make whack music. Make no mistake about it. And some of that stuff, we do kill and we just don't play because it's whack, even if they're famous or not. But the point is, at the end of the day, I think that everybody has to understand with the independent artists, we get overwhelmed, you know, hundreds of submissions, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, all the time, every month, hundreds. So what we do, this is our way of, A, verifying that we do listen to the independent music, and B, giving the independent artists a chance to let them know what we really think about the music and let them get feedback from people all across the nation. On their music, all right? So it's a dual thing. It shows that we are listening to independent music and we're showing love. We know we play it because if you listen to the broadcast, you know we do. But it's also a way of letting them, you know, hear that, yeah, we did listen to it. And, you know, also when people are calling in from around the country, giving their feedback, it lets them get a real feel of how their music is doing beyond their block. Because everybody, homeboy, riding around with them in their Caprice and their Chevy and shit, it sounds good to them when y'all riding around smoking blunts all day and shit. Of course it sounds good to those guys, but does it sound good, you know, if you're in New York, does it sound good in California? Does it sound good to Atlanta? Does it sound good to Texas? And that's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? This is all about honest feedback from the callers, and we're reviewing the music live on the air. So if you hear this sound, that means it's ill, and we're going to play it. And, of course, if you hear this sound, well, that's that. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and do a check-in, but first I want to introduce my special co-host for tonight. You just heard him do his thing live for the past hour on the ones and twos representing H-Town. My homie DJ L Boogie. L Boogie, what's good, fam?
What's happening, Toy Boy?
What's going on, man? Thanks again for rocking with me, man. L Boogie's going to be on the line with us for the first hour. He's going to be giving his honest DJ ear opinion about the music that's being submitted for this first hour. Then he has somewhere to be at 9 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and jump into it. Give them a little bit of your credentials real quick, L Boogie, before we start.
Well, first of all, you know, I got to rep the H-Town, man. I'm from Houston, Texas. DJ L Boogie. I've been in the DJ game, man, for like 27 years, so I'm a veteran in this thing, man. But, you know, I currently spin on several different stations, man. My show is syndicated, Digging in the Crates Radio. So right now, and I'm doing the new show I'm doing is called The Listening Party, which just aired right before this show came on. But Digging in the Crates, actually, the award-winning Digging in the Crates show is on Flea DJ Radio. It's on K100 Radio. It's on Plum Radio. It's on AHA Radio. It's on V-Tuner, which, you know, you can catch on your smart TVs. You can also catch it in several vehicles like, you know, Acura, Toyota, They have the new AHA app now that where you can catch different mix shows or whatever. So I'm featured on that as well.
All right. So basically,
yep.
He didn't know this guy. That's the short version of what he
already.
Just said. Short version of what he just said. Okay, 347-940-0966. Let's go ahead and jump into it. And again, this time, my intern JC Rocker is actually not in studio with me tonight, so I'm going to have to check the phone calls in myself. All right, so you guys got to be patient with me on that. That does make the show go a little bit slower because I have to check in and then play instead of JC just checking in and I run this. So hopefully everybody calls on time and doesn't call. If you guys call at the 9 o'clock tonight, you know what I'm saying? I can't guarantee nobody's going to get reviewed after 9. We already got a couple people on the phone call, so we can go ahead and check them in real quick. And this is the old way I used to do things, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to jump into it. So I'm going to check in about 5 artists. It's imperative tonight, like seriously. You guys can't hang up. Seriously. Once I check you in, you guys got to stay on the line. All right? Because I can't keep losing track and numbers going in and out. It's going to be very difficult. All right? So you guys got to make sure that you guys stay on the line. I'm going to start at the top, and I'm going to check the first couple of artists in. Then we'll go ahead and play the music. I'll come back to you. I'll come back and do some more check-ins. All right? Make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad. When you call into the program, you hear the little computer voice say, if you want to talk to the host, press the number 1. Make sure you press the number 1. All right? So you know. So I know that you want to talk to me. So if you're an artist or you're calling to vote, anything like that, if I need to talk to you, you need to get on the air, especially if you're an artist, you need to be checked in. I need for you to press the number 1 on the keypad, all right? It's going to say you're now in the host queue. That's going to let you know that, well, it's going to let me know that you want to talk to me and whoever you are. And I can keep track of the numbers until it starts to get me 50, 40, 50 people on the phone lines. At that point, all bets are off, and I'll get it how you live. All right, we'll start at the top, though. And the calls stay in the switchboard in the order that you call. So if you don't hang up, you won't lose your place. Basically, that's what I'm telling you. Don't hang up. 770-744, who's this?
Miss Patrie.
Miss Patrie. Okay, what's going on, Miss Patrie? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the broadcast. What's up?
Not so much. I just want to get my phone heard flexing.
All right, flexing. That's the one that we got loaded up for you. Also, Super Dirty checked in before you. I was able to check Super Dirty in before you. Their management called and got Super Dirty before you at Miss Pre, and the name of her joint is called Flexin'. I got to see what's, Super Dirty's name is On My Way Up. That's the name of their song, On My Way Up by Super Dirty. And then we got Flexin' by Miss Patrie. You guys are first and second, all right? So make sure you stay on the line. Let your people know to call in and support you. That helps when it comes down to these, you know, this feedback. Ultimately, I'll make the ultimate decision, but still, it does help to have people on the phone lines representing for you as well. Miss Patrie, stand by, right?
For sure.
For sure. 310-654. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this? Area code 310-654. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's the K-I-N-G, man. King Tark, bro. All
right, what's going on? You an artist checking in?
Yeah, I'm an artist checking in on your show, man.
All right, you got the email coming.
Out of California. Today. Yeah, I got the email earlier this morning.
All right, tell me one more time how to spell your name. King what?
King Tark, man. T-A-R-I-K.
Oh, okay. T-A-R-I-K. We got you. What's the name of your song?
I sent several, man. You can go ahead and rock with Blame It On The Game, unless you was filling another one you wanted to play that I sent y'all.
Nah, we don't listen to them until we get them on the air, so you got to pick your single, homie.
Okay, good. Go ahead with Blame It On The Game, then.
All right, Blame It On The Game it is, homie. Stand by. All right?
Yes, sir. All right, for sure, bruh.
For sure. 757-705. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
Monkwell,
are you an artist?
Yes.
What's your artist name?
My artist name is Monkwell. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, Monkwell, you got an email from me today?
Yes.
It's okay, what's the name of the song?
The song is Trust Me.
All right, Trust Me by Monkwell, right?
Yes.
How you spell Monkwell?
M-A-R-Q-U-E-L-L.
All right. Monkwell would Trust Me. He's number 4. Stand by, homie. Make sure you get your people on the phone lines. Let them know we're getting ready to review your song, all right?
How far does it go, like the network?
What? How far what? What do you mean?
Is it only in Atlanta?
This is the internet, bro. Everybody in the world with an internet connection can hear this.
Okay.
All right. Stand by.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, Monkwell sounds like he might be a youngster. We'll get him acclimated to this very shortly. 468-831. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
Hey, this is Farah Charismata.
Okay, for who?
Hello?
Hey, what's
up? Hey, Sara Kersmada. I'm calling from Sweden. It's like 2 a.m. over here.
Holy shit. Sweden in the building.
Yeah. I stayed up for this, so I'm ready.
Are you an artist? Are you an artist?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me stop the music because I couldn't hear you that good. How do you say your name again?
Sara.
Sara?
Apostrophe R-A. Kersmada. C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A-T-A.
Okay, what's the name of your song?
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger. They got gold diggers in Sweden? Shit, they're everywhere.
Yeah, we'll listen to this song. It's an anti-gold digger song. So.
Stand by. You hear it all the way.
So it's kind of like the opposite of Anaconda, so you want to hear it.
Oh, the opposite of Anaconda. Well, stand by. We'll
yeah.
see what's possible. We'll let the world. All right, stand by. Thank you. Sweden. Hello.
W-Tone
870-43. Hello.
Yeah, what up? What is?
Top Rank.
Oh, Top Rank. What's going on? What song we reviewing for you guys?
Beat It.
Beat It. All right. Top Rank with Beat It. You guys are number 6. Stand by, right? Don't hang up.
All right. All right.
Stand by. All right. 915-999. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
This is Julius. Dollar sign for the S.
All right. What's the name of the song?
And it's Whatever It Takes.
All right. You got an email for me today, right?
Yes.
All right. Say the artist's name again one more time.
Julius and Astro Jiggy Jones.
Julius and Jiggy Jones. Okay.
Yeah, Astro Jones. Yeah.
Yo, Julius and Astro Jones. Okay. Stand by. You guys are number 7 with Whatever It Takes. All right. Don't hang up.
All right. Cool. Okay.
All right. So those are the artists that I'm going to check in right now. Don't hang up if you're an artist. Be patient with me. I'm going to go ahead and start this review. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. L Boogie, you ready, homie?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. First up, we had they checked in. I don't know what happened to him. I checked him in before we actually went live. But we got Super Dirty. Super, no, not dirty. Not I-R-T-Y. It's
Dirty.
Yeah, Duddy. The reggae Duddy.
Yeah.
Duddy. Reggae Duddy. Duddy. All right, name of the joint is called On My Way. All right, we got Miss Patrick on deck. We got King Tariq, Marquell, Cyrus Mata. I'm going to call it first one. Go
Sweden.
Yeah, Top Rank, Beat It. Julius and Astro Jones, whatever it takes. Those are the artists that we got checked in now. Whenever you call into the broadcast right now today, my intern, JC Rock, has taken the night off, so we can't. She's not going to be able to check you in. I'll have to check you in live. There's a patient with me, all right? Make sure you stay with a stable connection and don't hang up so you don't lose your place in line. First up, and I got to call that in less than 15 minutes. Shout out to me. All right.
You did that.
I did. I haven't done it in a while, L Boogie. I haven't done it in a while. All right, stand by. Let's go. Super Dirty. Let's get it.
The trial fades when I fell down. I'm on my way up, and I ain't seeing Eric in a crowd. But I want what I deserve right now. I'm on my way up, going till they put me 6 feet in the ground. My direction is the opposite of down. I'm on my way up, I made a way, can I play it? I'm rising, I'm floating.
Ah. Welcome, everybody. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. By the way, if you're listening on the phone lines, you know, you can always, this is what I, it sounds a lot better, of course, coming over the internet. So you can always, you know, tune in, you know, on your computer or whatever while you're on the phone. Thing about that is when you're doing that, please, please, please keep in mind it's like a 30-second delay from what you hear on the phone. The phone is obviously instantaneously, and you know the broadcast is a lag because of the internet. So it may take you like 30 seconds. So if you are participating in the show, just keep your phone close by, because that's when I'm going to be calling in, tuning in for, you know, to check in and all that. And if I say hello, you listen to the internet, you're going to hear that like 30 seconds later, right? So, but I do want you to listen to it, because you hear, of course, the great quality coming over the internet, whereas the phone is really used just to call and check in. But if you got to listen to it on the phone, it is what it is. So that was Super Duddy. That was On My Way. Now, first, before we go to anybody, I'm going to do this because I got my special co-host with me tonight, the homie DJ L Boogie, representing H-Town. I'm going to let him sing about every song tonight until he gets off the line at 9 o'clock. So what about that one, homie? Kill or kill for that? What you think?
I'm going to give him a tentative ill. And the only reason is because I like the flow. I kind of like the beat, but that intro was way too long. He almost lost me.
Okay. And you know, that's the thing about it with DJs. Matter of fact, this past week we was at Hustle's Grand Hustle's event, and we broadcast it live over there. You should check it out. Talked to a lot of people. We talked to the vice president of Grand Hustle, Clay Evans, a couple other people. We talked to Young Jock from Love & Hip Hop. We talked to DJ Dimp. And the battle was before that. And that was a big thing with the producers. The producers was killing all of the track. Took 30 seconds for the beat to drop. They was like, yo, drop track off top. As a DJ, you guys want that, especially if it's a club track. If it's not a club track, it doesn't matter. If that's not what you're doing. But if you try to turn up in the club, you need to go ahead and drop that beat and go ahead and, you know, bring that shit in within 30 seconds. Am I right or wrong about that? I'm not a DJ.
You're right. You're definitely right.
I just wanted to make sure. But he gives it an ill, tentatively. But he's not feeling that intro. That's one ill. All right? Hang on, Boogie. Let me hit the phone lines and see what everybody else thinks. Again, 347-9-0-9-6. Y'all guys got to hit the phone lines. You better get your people to hit the phone lines. Because if they don't and your ass get killed, I don't want any shit. Period. All right? 310-654. Oh, no. I can ask them. 310-654. Turn your radio down. 310-654.
Yo, what's happening, bubba?
What's up?
What's up with mine?
What you think about that last song? Did you like it, kill or kill?
Man, you know what? I'm going to go ill, man. I like that. That beat was knocking, man. He had a nice flow on that, too.
All right, ill. L Boogie likes it. He likes it. 870-643. Kill or kill first song.
Static.
I can't. 915-999. Welcome to Ill or Kill. Who's this?
This is Julius.
What's going on? What you think, man? Ill or Kill for that song. Did you like that song?
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I like the beat. Ill.
All right, Ill. I'm not going to take too many calls today. L Boogie says he likes it tentatively. Me personally, it's okay. It's not whack. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I can share with some of the we made a lot of other shit that was worse than that ill. So I'll go ahead.
Yeah, I was on the fence.
I was too. I didn't love it. So, you know, and the thing about that is what people have to understand is we have different ways and different levels of rotation. That's one of those songs that we'll play. Maybe not a whole lot, but we will let it get some airplay. So super dirty. You guys need to make sure you tweet out, "I just got ill on Ill or Kill." If you don't do that, it'll never get played. You know what I'm saying? So you guys, make sure you tweet out, "I just got ill on Ill or Kill." Let the people know so I can see what your Twitter is. Also, make sure if you get ill tonight and you do get in rotation, you better make sure you retweet those tweets. That's a quick way for me to snatch that shit out of rotation. Very, very fast. All right? But congratulations. That's an ill. All right? Next up, I'm going to do an artist check-in. I'm going to do an artist check-in in a minute, all right? But next up, we got Miss Patrie. And Miss Patrie is back. Last week, Miss Patrie, she submitted a song. Didn't do so well. So she's back. And I like her tenacity. I like when artists come right back. I always make sure if you get killed, you can come right back like the next week and with another song and try to get some get back and some redemption. Because I want you on rotation on K1's radio. We want to get all the indies with dope music that we can possibly have. That's what our platform is for, even though we do spin the majors. So make no mistake about it. If you get killed, that's not the last time. You just can't submit that same song. Got to give us another one. So if you do get killed, just understand that it's not the end of it. You can just submit another song. And we want to get you guys in rotation, but you got to bring it. Now, Miss Patrie last week, she did have a song that got murked, but she's back. Name of this song right here is called Flexin'. All right? So let's see if she's going to do better this time. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. All right? That's the number dialed to the show. This is Miss Patrie, Flexin'. Yeah.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I'm flexing. Not a block of stock from a tune. What if it's true that wish a nigga would? And the black on black make a haters that bad. On the rest on rest, but you ain't never that. With the tear don't show them many beans in the back. Got a game plan, a guaranteed your death. If the next world maybe let me think about that. When I'm in down, look at me because they slack. I'm saying, when it comes to my, I ain't playing. Let it be a street brawl, one phone call, and them goons will come start spraying. Ain't got time for all these things. The city stacking up this paper with my mind on that show. I go further than you know. I'm a bad bitch with a habit. Taking yours just a habit. Keep in mind, never caring. By the next bitch in a sharing. Which, yeah, it's fine. I'm about spending money, not time. I'm about puffing out my shine. Always hustling on my grind. I need bad money, shoot money. Need carrots like a snow bunny. Little extra just for no money. Give them section one, that hush money. Shh, be quiet. You's a lame nigga, retire. What you selling, I ain't buying. I don't want you, so stop trying. Lie. I'm flexing, I'm right around you stressing. Got your mind on caressing. Lord, it said that you guessing about my past and my present. No concerns about my future. That's why I'm saying fuck you. Fuck her up and kiss my tutor.
I'm flexing. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That was Miss Patrie. This time she flexing. Right? I'm not even going to bring the other fact up. But this is an artist who came back from last week. Now last week, that's her last song to make it. So we're going to see what the people think about this song this time. All right? 347-934-0966. First of all, of course, like I said, Boogie, we're going to get his opinion about every song as long as he's on the phone lines tonight. L Boogie. It was kill for that.
Yes,
one.
Sir. Yeah, Blizzard, man. Actually, man, I like this one better than the last week, but I'm still going to say kill.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. The hook, man, was just way too repetitive. I really couldn't deal with that hook. That hook was not very creative at all. The beat was not, the production on the beat was kind of lacking. I like her flow. I think if she get a decent beat and a, you know, good hook, then she got something. But I wasn't feeling that track.
All right, kill. I'll give you my opinion after we take a couple more calls. Stand by. All right, L Boogie's on the line again. 347-934-0966. All right, if I come to your phone line, you let me know what's up, and then if you're an artist and you haven't checked in yet, by all means, please tell me I'm such and such. And I'm calling to check in, all right? 313-354. Ill or kill for that track?
Ill.
All right, that's an ill. You're not an artist, are you?
Am I all right? No, I'm just joking. No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, 732-644. Ill or kill for that last song? Area code 732-644. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what up, though? Illa Kill.
Medic Messenger, I'm calling the QN.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying, are you an artist?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Melick the Messenger.
The Messenger. What's the name of the song?
Big Boys.
Big Boys, you got an email from me?
Yeah.
All right, Big Boys. What'd you think about that last song they played, Illa Kill? Honest opinion.
I'll say ill.
All right, one ill. Well, two ills, actually. 618-559.
Like it's going to happen.
618-559. It is, but it ain't loud enough. 618-559. Okay, that's what happens when you listen to me on the internet and don't put the phone up to your head, but you're calling in on the phone. That's what happens. If you don't want to talk and you're an artist, you need to have a phone up to your ear. 678-724, Illa Kill.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to kill it, man. I agree with the DJ, man. The hook was a little bit repetitive, and the track, you know, you can find better production. So kill it.
All right, that's a kill. Are you checking in? You're an artist, or are you just listening?
Nah, I'm listening, man. I'm listening.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. 434-808, Illa Kill for that joint.
What's up, man? Peace. This is I'm an artist checking in, man.
Oh, what's going on? Before you check in, what you think of that last song, Illa Kill? Did you like it? Honest opinion.
The song was ill, man. Keep it, yo. Keep it.
All right. What's your name?
OGP. The song is What I Be Wrong.
What I Do Wrong?
What I Be Wrong.
Oh, Would You Be Wrong, right?
Would I Be Wrong.
All right. Would I Be Wrong. So did you get an email from me today? You got an email from me today?
Yeah.
All right. OGP, Would I Be Wrong? I got you checked in. He gave that song an ill. But I tend to agree. It's like Slid. Some people killed it. Some people illed it. I tend to agree with what L Boogie said. The song is aight. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely better than last week. I will say that. It was definitely better than last week. But he was spot on with the critique of the record. You know what I'm saying? The hook was eh. The production was eh. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I like her voice as a FMC. She's got a great voice. She sounds good on the mic. But these two records that she sent in are not it. I think maybe she teams up with a doper producer. Get a little better studio too, because that mix was also suspect. The mix and mastering of that was very suspect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, you know what I'm saying? I think
big ups on the lyrics, man. Big ups on the flow and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But she can flow, no doubt about it. She's not with better producers and supported a better studio and get that mix tightened up. I'm gonna let that stand as a kill vote. But Miss Patrice, please don't give up, because I actually like you as an artist and as an MC. We just got to get you a tight song, got to get you a banger that you can send in over here. It was the other song that got ill before that wasn't too much better. That's why I'm not going to play that much. But that one right there, that one didn't make the cut all the way around. So I'm going to keep the kill vote on that. But I like her, and we're going to be checking for some music from her. I like her as an MC. I just don't like those songs that she's sending me. And it's mostly got to do with the production for the most part. All right, next up, Tyreek. Name of this joint is called Trust Me. 347-934-09. Oh, no, it's not. That's not his song. Blame It On The Game. Yeah. Blame It On The Game. That's his song. This is Tyreek. I think that's what he said earlier. Tyreek. Anyway, name of this joint is called Blame It On The Game, right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You know what it is. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Should I say fearless?
chasing life, but not running from death. Care less, now watch my steps. Regret, but I can't change shit. Those moments, naming who I am, bitch. Key component, I'll make a deal switch. Now they want it, the whole world loving it. Main opponent, reflection of my own image. You can own it, the world if you wanna get it. Get off your ass, apply some hustle to your business. Time will pass, while you're sitting playing with it. At first glance, it all looks a little different. Open your eyes, now you got a clearer vision. Committed crime, could've had me locked in prison. Paid my tithe, blessing from a higher being. Now I'm winning, but no, I'm not the one from losing.
Ooh, look at how the way life can change. For a minute we die, and the next minute we up, we all have to say. Yeah, and don't blame me if I'm trying to change the face. You can blame it on us.
Why not? One bad move from a...
(347) 934-0966 That's the number dial into the show. 347-934-0966 That was King Tyrek. Blame it on the game. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Of course, my special co-host for the first hour tonight, DJ L Boogie.
Yep.
L Boogie, ill or kill, homie, on that one.
I'm gonna give it an L.
All right, L.
Yeah, I like that one, man.
All right, he gave that one a L pretty fast. It wasn't a reluctant one like the first one. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, this one 100. I give it an L. All
right, that's an L. Stand by. I'm gonna go down the phone lines. Let me see. Let me see what they think about it. Over in Sweden. Sarah Carrot.
L.
All right, L. Say your name one more time so I can get it right. Say your
what?
Name again. Say your name again. Say your
Sarah?
Name.
Sarah. It's Sarah, like spelling it like Sarah, but with an apostrophe. Sarah.
Okay.
Charismata.
Sarah Charismata.
With a C-H. Sarah Charismata. Yeah.
Sarah Charismata from Sweden. She says L. All right. Let's see. I'm going to try this number again one time. They couldn't get on the phone. 618-559. Ill or kill.
You say you're taking them in the thing they call, too. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You know, I could be. So
I'm not going to that line no more. It's a wrap for those motherfuckers. 850-774. Ill or kill for that joint. 850-774. Hello?
Hello? Yeah. I like that. Ill.
All right. Ill. Are you an artist calling to check in?
Yeah, I'm an artist checking in.
What's your
Kid
name?
Vicious. Kid Vicious.
Oh, Kid Vicious. What's the name of your song?
Running in Place.
Running in Place?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Running in Place by Kid Vicious. All right, stand by. You have the OGP, homie. You're about number 8, all right?
All ready.
All right, stand. Don't hang up. He also gave it an ill. I'm only going to take like 1 or 2 votes for each one of 3 votes or something like that. Just get a feedback. I'm going to give you my, you got something. Plus, I got to check in myself tonight. 478-731. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this? 478-731. Hello.
Yo.
What up, though? Who this?
It's the Traveler. Traveler 76 Productions.
Traveler 76 Productions. You calling to check in?
Yes. Yeah, I wanna hear that. I kinda like the work. You know what I'm saying? Dude might need to work on his flow a little bit better, but you know what I'm saying, I kinda like it.
All right. Giving it an ill. Are you an artist calling to check in also, or are you just listening?
I'm a producer. I'm an artist and a producer.
All right. But you don't got no music submitted for tonight. You didn't get no email from me is what I'm asking.
I don't have no music tonight, but I have something for you next week.
All right, homie, thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for listening to K1's Radio. He gave it an L. That's 4 in a row. That's enough. Shouts out to King Tyrek. Blame it on the game. That's an ill vote. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number dollar to the show. So far, we had 1 ill, 1 kill, another ill. So we got 2 ills, 1 kill. Next up, this is Marquel. Name of his joint is called Trust Me. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. My homie DJ L Boogie is on the line with me tonight. My special guest co-host. You know what I'm saying? From the world renowned Fleet DJs. He's also syndicated on our broadcast. You can catch him. Like, he was actually on right before this. So if you've been rocking with us for like an hour and a half already, 2 hours or something, you already know what it is, all right? That's the homie DJ L Boogie. He's my guest co-host tonight. So salute for him to hanging around after his mix show, coming on here, you know, rocking with the artists and everything. We really appreciate that. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get a lot of DJs to participate in stuff like this. They just want to, you know, do their own thing. But catch him live every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. over here on K1's Radio. He's in H-Town. That's where he's based at. He's got a big fan base out there. And also, his radio shows are syndicated on like a couple of stations. So make sure you network with him. L Boogie, before we go, give out your information so people can holler at you.
Yeah, they can hit me up on Twitter. Actually, everything is DJ L Boogie 832. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything. DJ L Boogie 832.
All right. DJ L Boogie again, every Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. right here on K100 Radio, live with the Listening Session Mix Show. All right. Markel, trust me. Let's go. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. All right, that was Markel. The name of that joint was called Trust Me. We got Sarah Charismata coming up. Top Rank, Julius and Astro Jones, Malik the Messenger, OGP, Kid Vicious. All those guys have checked in. We're going to go to a check-in in a minute. All right, if you get ill, King Tariq, make sure you tweet out, I just got ill on Illa Kill. Super Dirty did that. Make sure you tweet out you got ill on Illa Kill so I can make sure I add you to the tweet list, all right? L Boogie, let's start with the DJ. L Boogie, Illa Kill.
I'm on the fence again, bro. But I'm going to go ahead and give him an ill because I hear the potential in the singing aspect of it. I actually like the production. I didn't like the tempo switches. I wish he would have just kept that joint at about 100 BPMs, man. That would rock right there. But
all right.
Slowing down, speeding up, I couldn't really stay with it. But I'm going to give it an L.
We're still giving it an L.
Yes.
That's one L vote. All right, that's one L vote. Let's see. I'm going to come down here and get some of these people who haven't had a chance to talk yet. Let's see, 770-865, Illa Kill for that joint.
Yeah, it's your boy, I'm Jay Harris. You already know, K100 in the building.
What's happening, homie? Jay Harris, catch him live every Saturday over here for the A&R's Choice Show, hosted by the homie Jay Harris every Saturday, 8 p.m. He has one of the hottest shows on the program because he'd be out here literally beating the streets, finding these rappers. He's one of these guys who actually takes your CD when you give it to him and listens to it. I'm going to tell you right now, you give me your CD, I'm going to tell you, send me the MP3 email. Fuck that. Jay Harris going to sit there and mixtape right in the car. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to lie. I'm on the program director, though. I don't have that kind of time. Jay Harris.
Yeah. I like, I'm going to have to kill that one. Kill that one.
You don't feel that one.
I'm going to be real honest. It needs light work. Like El Boogie said, it needs light work. It's not much, but it needs that work. That work that needs to be done to that song will take it over the top, and I'm pretty sure it'll be easy to go with that.
All right.
So, you know.
All right. One ill, reluctantly, one kill. It's kind of even right now. Let's go to the phone lines again. Let's see. Oh, let me ask the female, because that really was like a female track. Michigan girl, ill or kill?
I'm kind of on the fence, too, because I like some parts of it, but it sounded like it needed some work. So, and I listen to K100, so I know what it's up against. So I'm going to have to kill it because it needs some work before it can go on K100.
All right. Got to understand, by the way, you know, we're playing you right behind major R&B artists, but also some of the dopest independent artists. We got some of the dopest indie R&B artists, like, out here, seriously. People always tell me that all the time. I don't know who. They be like, who was that one, especially women? They always ask me, what was that one song you played? I never heard that person. So I purposely try to find some of the dopest independent R&B out here. We get tons of rap, but finding that dope R&B is a process, trust me. But we have a lot of it on the podcast. So when she says she knows what it's up against, trust me, I'm not lying. We play a lot of great R&B indie artists. Let me see, 678-724. Ill or kill for that joint?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to kill it. You know, when it first came on, I was like, what is this? But when the verse hit and it first started singing, I was like, man, that sounds good. But the changes up and the switches up, you know what I mean? Keep it rolling, you know what I'm saying? Keep the flow moving. So I'm gonna kill it.
I'm gonna stand with the kill vote. Obviously, we had more kills than ill, and the one that we did have was a reluctant ill. I'm gonna stay with the kill vote, but I think that the song A is not whack, but it's just not good enough to be on K100 radio when it comes to what's being played around it. But I think the artist also should take this as constructive criticism. Maybe go back and keep it that same tempo, especially since the DJ told you that's kind of what he's looking for, actually. A world-renowned DJ telling you that on the broadcast right here. Also, I would tend to agree with it, but me personally, we've heard a lot worse. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. I'm gonna put the kill, but the song really wasn't that bad to me. But again, all things considered, I'll go ahead and keep that kill vote where it's at. And I tend to agree with them, even though I think the song really wasn't that bad. I'd like to hear more, though, Markel. Please send me some music, and maybe we get another kind of song. Maybe you got a ballad or something that we can try to review next week. But as it stands, that was a kill vote for that particular song, trust me. But I think he has potential. Next up, let's see, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. We got, Sarah Charismata. Name of this joint is called Gold Digger. She's in Sweden, ladies and gentlemen. Sweden. She's checking in all the way from Sweden. All right, so, and she says this is the opposite of Anaconda. All right? I didn't even know they had Gold Diggers in Sweden, but she's like, she's the anti-gold. This is the anti-Gold Digger song. And she's checking in, and she's sending this all the way from Sweden. So let's go ahead and see what she's popping. You know what it is. You're not rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio. Say, private in the air.
rich power bitch, moving like a tank. In this swag tote bag, haters for dinner. I'm a lady like sinner.
www.chainersentertainment.com. That's our website. Make sure you go check it out. Chainersentertainment.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_radio. That was Sarah Charismata. That was Gold Digger. She said she'd rather die. She'd literally rather just die than be a gold digger. Okay, now I got it. It is kind of sort of the, I don't know, is she jabbing at Nikki? Is she a little bit? I think she might be jabbing at Nikki a little bit. Maybe. Let's go to the phone line and see what the people think. Start my DJ first.
All right, I'm gonna say this for the artists, man, for new artists, up and coming artists. First thing you gotta do is grab people with the beat, with the music, with the production, before you even open your mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. I'm gonna have to kill that first of all.
Okay.
But if you Beyonce or, you know, you establish or whatever, you can kind of, you can do different things and kind of go out of the box or whatever and try to do something different. But you didn't grab me. She didn't grab me with nothing. The music, the singing, nothing really got my attention. I really didn't even know what the song was about because she didn't get my attention to even listen to the lyrics. So,
all right.
Kill.
El Boogie says he didn't feel it. I'll say in general, I did, I guess because I'm listening through the headphones or whatever, I did know where she was going as far as, I will say I did understand what she was talking about. I was listening to what she said. I grabbed the lyrics. Again, this is a risque song to come out with. I will agree with that. This is not, you know, mostly when you come out as a new artist, you kind of come out with a club banger or something like a song to kind of make people love you, and then you give them a track like this. For this being the first song I've ever heard by her, it is risky. Let's go to the rest of the people and see what they think about it real quick. 478-731. Illa Kill for that joint. 478-731. Hello? Area code 478. All right. Going once, twice, bye. 870-872. Illa Kill for that joint.
Man, that mug is all right, man. Just listen to it, I guess. I don't know.
Illa Kill. Gotta pick one. Illa Kill.
Kill.
Gotta, all right. Are you artists that need to check in by any chance? Yeah, you know.
I'm just a voter.
Okay, thank you. Stand by. 870. It's another 870. 870-872-97. Illa Kill.
I say kill. All
right. She say kill too. All right. Couple of them. Jay Harris. I'm gonna ask my other guy who got a show on here. Jay Harris, what you think? Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to kill that. I don't know if it fits the program, but that song right there is one of those songs that United States would get last, and then we'll be rocking with it. But it's been hot somewhere else, overseas, a long time ago.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Keeping that in mind, understand that. I put out an email. You know, people listen to K1 all over the country. Obviously, calling in from fucking Sweden. People listen to K1's radio all over. So I can't America likes. I can't just play what America likes. It doesn't work that way, okay? This is not the club. I don't give a shit about the club. I play club music, but the club is not the end all of K100 Radio, because we're an internet radio station and people are listening from all over the country. They listen from Japan, Germany, fucking South America. There's pretty much every continent has listened to this program. Every continent. And there's been multiple countries. 164 countries. Last time I checked, has checked in and listened to this program. So I can't just say
that.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't just sit and say,
oh. Of course, I know overseas is definitely listening to K100.
Right. We'll get it last, and that's why it's not ready for America yet, so I can't play it. I can't use that rationale as a program director.
But look, check this out.
What?
She can go to be a youth woman's help out lady, because, damn, these chicks out here would rather be a gold digger than die.
This is a rarity for me on K1's radio. The kill votes are duly noted. L Boogie, Jay Harris, everybody. Your kill votes are duly noted. But I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna still play that record on my own. Right? I'm going against the kill vote, which is almost K1's radio. Because I know my audience. Because I understand my audience and I know who listens to this program. You feel what I'm saying? Now that song, I won't play it a lot, but I'm going to slide that song in between certain songs that I know that have a more international feel. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see what it does. Now, if it doesn't do good, logging off the stream and shit, when I play that song, then I'll stand corrected. But I'm not particularly for sure that song is not, to me, it's not whack. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those songs that internationally, I agree with what Jay Harris said wholeheartedly. People will love that shit overseas, and we'll be like, we can't fuck with it until everybody's over here fucking with it. We are a bunch of fucking followers in this fucking nation. It's ridiculous. Period. Point blank. We are fucking clones and followers. Who is the fuck everybody's doing? And I'm fucking sick of it. So, still. Shouts out to Sarah. Yeah, you won't see me do that often. Now, I almost never go against my DJs. I almost never go against the vote. But this particular time, I think I'm going to play that song anyway. And if it sucks, and if people are tuning out every time it plays, because I watch my servers and stuff, my reports closely, especially with my Risqué records, I play them and then I sit there and watch the stream and see if anybody logs off or see if anybody cuts off right in the middle of that song. I can tell. Trust me, we got some real sophisticated reporting systems over here. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I don't know. I'm going to take a chance on it. I'm going to go against the kill vote, which I have the right to do that, by the way, just in case you didn't know. I don't care what the vote is. I'm still going to decide what I want to decide. On this one, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play that record. I'm going to see what's going to pop with it. All right? But for the most part, that's like a 99% chance I'm going to stay with the vote. That's probably happened like twice this year. One time when I thought a song was whack and y'all still killed it and I killed it anyway. Because maybe y'all was smoking crack. Or like right now, where I do understand the criticism and I do understand what L Boogie is saying. But the thing I'm listening to it on an international level, I think the record is actually kind of dope on a broader scale. They may not play it, of course, in Zone 6. But Zone 6 rarely tunes into K100 Radio anyway. Now, do that. Right. All right. Next up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Make sure you tweet out. I just got illed on Illa Kill. I'm going to play it sparingly. It's not going to go into heavy rotation. I'm just going to try it and see. Top Rank. The name of this joint is called Beat It. Although, for some reason, Top Rank, the song, I don't know, the song doesn't say Beat It. It says what you working with. So I don't know what's going on. This is the song I got by Top Rank, period. I don't know if it's what you working with, quote, Beat It. I don't know. The MP3 says what you working with. But this is the only one I got from you guys, so this is the one that's getting reviewed. Let's go.
She ride the dog, she a fool when she a phony, got some hood. Like she graduated with honor, so I beat a beat. Like a battle of bears, drama in the empire. You were thinking I was a plumber all day and night. Like this song featuring Sean, I got Sabrina mad. Cause her best friend, people my patrolling. Now Sabrina wanna fight cause I'm doing the dance on the line. Bend it over, shawty, what you working with? Bend it over, shawty, show me what you working with. Bend it over, shawty, what you working with? Bend it
kid always started to show me what you're working with. I just wanna beat it.
Show me how you beat it. Gone girl, bring that ass over this way. I'ma show you how to beat it like MJ. That mouth, that neck, that neck, and on a cool girl, I heard you had a good shoot. So let me beat it up. Let me make you. Let me be the one I put it all up in your goop. Over matter burnt in my mind, but you're looking kind of fly and you're fitted, and I can tell by your smile. You wanna get it, hit it, beat it up and flip it, stop the kissing, no permission, you feel it. Never get it twisted. I just wanna beat it, 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 beat it. Show me how you do it.
There, there's your club record that everybody's, there it is. There's the one, that's the one that you want to hear. That's what you're used to hearing. But it's not bad, though, actually. Seriously. 347-934-0966, that's the number of dollars to the show. It's just, I've heard it before, that's all. But then again, this is America. You want to have heard it before. Of course you do. But I like it, though. But I gotta go. I'm gonna take the votes. 347-934-0966. That's the number of dollars to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Make sure if you get illed, you tweet out, I just got illed on Illa Kill, or your song won't go into rotation because I won't know your Twitter and I'm not going to play the song because you won't get tweeted and then you won't be able to retweet it and then you can help spread our word and it's like, what's the point of me playing it? See how that goes? Make sure you tweet that out. All right, let's go see what people think about Top Rank. Beat It. We got Julius and Astro Jones coming up next. Malek the Messenger, OGP, Kid Vicious. If you're an artist and I haven't, I checked you in. I'm going to check you in a second. Give me a second. I'm going to go do a check-in real quick and check my phone lines. All right. Back to L Boogie. L Boogie, what you think about that
one? Yep. This is going to be my last one. I got to jump off. But I'm going to have to kill that one, man. I like it, but I didn't feel it lyrically, man. I think it's definitely got potential, though. It probably it'll get played, you know, on the dirty, you know, out here where I'm from, definitely. But I'm just on a whole nother thing, so I'm about to kill that one.
All right. That's one kill vote. 870-643, Illa Kill for that joint. 870-643-96, hello? Hello?
Yeah. Kill it.
What's that?
Kill it.
You said ill, you like it?
Yeah, ill.
All right. 91599, Illa Kill for that joint.
I'm going to have to say kill. I do like the lyrics and everything, but I wasn't digging the hook.
All right. Two kills, one ill. 732-644, Illa Kill for that joint. 732-644. Hello. 434-808. Illa Kill. Area code 434-808.
Kill.
Hello. All right.
Kill.
All right. Kill vote. That's one kill. Another kill. That's three kills, one ill. 850-774. Illa Kill. 850-774, Illa Kill.
I have to go with, I guess I go with ill because, I mean, everything flows is definitely catchy. Like, I'm still in how it flows together, so I could definitely hear this in the club. So I say ill.
All right, ill. I'm asking female. Who actually, somebody that, well, she probably won't twerk, but I guess they was wanting her to twerk. Michigan girl, Illa Kill. I don't know if you're going to actually twerk, though.
No, I'm not going to twerk. Sorry. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, I could hear it in the club, but me personally, I wasn't feeling it, so I'm going to have to kill it. Oh, and for the record, I liked the previous song, too.
Okay. Oh, the one from Sweden?
Yes.
Gold Digger. Okay. Would you rather die than be a gold digger, though? Is it that serious?
Me personally, yeah, I would. I ain't never been a gold digger. I can't deal with that. But, hey, to each his own, but I ain't with it.
Hooray for you. Stand by. One more. One more mass room. Well, no, I take that back. I'm going to ask another female real quick. 870-872-97. Ill or kill?
I say ill.
Ill? All
right. I just like the beat. I like the beat.
So will you twerk to it? Will you twerk
to
it?
Yeah, I twerk to it. Yeah. Definitely.
Damn it, I twerk to it. That's the point. All right, stand by. I'm kind of on the fence with this one because I understand dichotomy. Let me tell you one more. Jay Harris, kill or kill for that one, Jay Harris.
I ain't going to lie. I was on my way to kill till the chick start rapping, and it gave it a little bit more flavor. I might have to stick with the kill vote, though. I'm going to stick with the kill vote.
All right. That's more kills than ills. So I'm going to stick. This time I'm not going to go against the vote because I think the record is cool. Don't get me wrong. I mean, shit. You hear 1,000 songs like that on the radio all the time. You know what I'm saying? But right now the people on the phone lines aren't feeling it. I don't love it enough to actually overturn that one. It's not the fact that it's not a love-hate thing. It's just what I think about the record in general. I don't necessarily love the one I overturned, but I understood that record, and I understand my listening audience. In general, the people who listen in the K1's radio, they may be with that one right there, too. So I'll let that kill vote stand. Next up, Julius and Astro Jones. Name of this joint is called Whatever It Takes. We're halfway through the show, 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. If you're an artist and you're on the phone lines and I haven't checked you in, could be a couple of reasons. A, because you didn't press the number 1 on your keypad to let me know that you're on the phone line or let me know that you want to talk. So if you're on the phone, you need to press the number 1 so it'll show that you actually want to talk. Because about 10 of y'all sitting on the phone lines. I'm not coming to your phone line because you haven't pressed the number 1. It specifically says press the number 1. Press the number 1 so I know that you want to talk. Or B, I came to your phone line and you was over there whacking off or doing whatever it is and you didn't answer. Be that as it may. You can tweet me or something, be like, yo, I'm on the phone line, Blizzard, or whatever, but I'm finna do a check-in one more time, another sweep, to make sure I got everybody, all the artists who need to check in. I know I haven't, because it's a whole bunch of people on the phone line. All right, so, hold on, matter of fact, let me do it real quick right now. Let me see if these are a couple of artists that's down here. 618-559, welcome to K1's Radio. Who's it?
Yo.
What up?
Turn your radio down for me. What's up with you, pal?
What's going on? You're an artist technician?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Sir Q, man. I got a song, Trapped in a Trap.
You got an email from me?
Yeah.
You got an email from me today, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sir Q, right?
Yeah, Sir Q, Trapped in a Trap.
Trapped in a Trap. All right, stand by, homie. All right.
Did that. Yes, sir. All
right. People press number 1 when I said that too. So, all right, 210-837. Welcome to Ill or Kill. Who's this?
Man, you already know Richie Lewis, the rude boy. All
right, you checking in? You artist?
Yeah, Richie Lewis, yo, turn it up, Richie Lewis. All
right, you got an email from me today, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, what's the name of the song?
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Yeah, Richie Lou.
All right, Richie Lou. L-O-U, right?
Yeah, L-O-O-P. Lou.
Oh, Richie Lou. All right. Richie Lou, turn it up. All right, stand by, homie, all right?
I bet.
All right. So, coming up, we got Julius and Astro Jones, Malik the Messenger, OGP, Kid Vicious, Sir Q, Richie Lou. Those guys have all checked in. Let me go up here and make sure I didn't miss anybody up here. 434-808. Are you an artist checking in? 434-808.
Already checked in, OGP.
Okay, got you, homie. Let's see. What about 478-731? 478-731, hello?
Yeah, this is the Traveler again.
Okay, I got you. All right, producer homie right here. He's just checking in the vote. I think I got everybody on the check-in so far. I'm pretty sure. Again, if I didn't call your name right now, press the number one and let me know. Julius and Astro Jones, Malik the Messenger, OGP, Kid Vicious, Sir Q, Richie Luke. That's who I got checked in right now, as it stands. If I missed your name, trust me, it's not on purpose, all right? So, let's get it. First up is Julius and Astro Jones. The name of this joint is called Whatever It Takes. Whatever It Takes. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. You're now rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Since I was a child, they said I would never be more than a trash man. And even at the school dance, Sigurd Jones was still one of the last man picked. But even then, my brother, I had to get a grip. And I could have been good or evil decisions after my coin flip. So my father helped me to see it straight when I'm veering left. Telling me to be the best that I could be. And I better not take nothing less in myself and don't second guess. Stand strong and I aim high. And I watch out for them lame guys that are trying to take a piece of your big pie. So I got smart and I became strong. Got a rock hard and my game long. Now I rip your track on the same song. I just want a record be and make a bag on. And I aim for the top since I came on. Put the work through the hurt when the pain. I need to be the brother with the chain on, but I will never give up work to the rain song. I'm a smart, fantastic, before we flame on. And I'm Astro, seeing space and brain on. I want to be the best, I got the train on. And I won't stop till I beat the great on. Beating on my chest to bless, I can't call. I will not back down and bless the steady rip things. The 16 to get cream for this team. It's really a snatch for Joseph, play on.
I
want
to fly and spread my wings. I want to soar over everything. But y'all won't stop that hate. I gotta fight to get that breeze. I'm reaching for space and I'm star chasing. And I'll do whatever it takes.
Believe in me since back in the day. The facts in the face and attacking away. Keep ratting away, but the proof in the pudding. I'm stacking my hay. Hey, they'll do anything in the world to see me last in the race. Even to the point where I'm catching the case. I'm slammed with the hate. I'm dumb in these days like NASA. So I blast off. Fly like an eagle, I'll feel. Do for real. Do to continue to disgust. Mildew. So whatever it takes to make it to the top. Risk the stakes, got a rank in the block. Getting on stage and making the rock. New number one man straight taking the spot. My gloves been on me still. Pounding, pounding.
Three four seven nine three four oh nine six six. That's the number to dial to the show. That was Julius and Astro Jones. Whatever it takes. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit the phone lines. And let me know what you think about that one. All right. Let me know. Is it ill or should it be killed? All right. The homie El Boogie only had 1 hour to stay on the line. Real quick with me. So. We're going to go ahead and let him, well, not let, going to let him go. He had to go. So he's out of here. All right. But he did get some real great feedback, especially from a DJ who's got like a lot going on. All right. Trust me. Let me go ahead and ask my homie real quick. Jay Harris, ill or kill for that joint.
I didn't listen. I let Jazz listen to it. Jazz, ill or kill.
I'm a, ill it. I like it.
She likes that.
Yeah, I like it.
You like that song? All right. That's a girl. That's one ill vote. Let me see. Go back up to the top. Let me see. 434-808. Ill or kill for that joint. 434-808. What up? You like that one?
Yeah, that's good.
You like that joint? All right.
Yeah.
All right. 4-7-8-6-3. You're the kill for that one, homie.
Yeah, I'm going to yell that. I'm
going to
yell that.
Kill? Huh. 850-774.
You're the kill. I'm going to ill that one, y'all. I was sold on that Bruce Lee thing in the beginning, and then the way that he came in after it, he was just going fast, and it all flowed together on that one. For real, so I'm going to ill it.
All right. I'm gonna say one more. Hold on, let me see. 44680, Illa Kill. Oh, they didn't press the number one, my bad. They didn't press the number one. 448680. Yeah, they didn't press the number one anyway. My bad. I didn't mean to go to that phone line. 269-369, Michigan girl, Illa Kill.
I don't know. It was okay.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hard tonight, but I wasn't really feeling that one either, so I'm going to have to kill it.
Yeah. I actually didn't like it myself either, personally. It's like, but a lot of people did. You guys ill that one? You said you liked it? Yeah. I'm going to let the vote stand. I won't overturn that vote. I won't overturn that one, but I'm definitely not playing that a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's like it was okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that many ills on it. Yeah, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But it was aight at best for me. I personally would have killed that record. But I'm going to let the feedback stand. I'm going to let the people that listen to it said, yeah, they're going to ill it. But I'm definitely going to play that in the light bin because I'm just not feeling it like that right there. It's definitely not standing up to a lot of stuff that we have on the station from the indies. It's kind of subpar when you put it up to some of the stuff that we're playing. So, yeah, I'm going to let the ill vote stand. So you can go ahead and tweet out that you got illed on Illa Kill. Make sure you tweet the tweets and retweet the fact that we're playing it. You know, you retweet that, people start retweeting it. I see you got a fan base. I play it some more. You know what I'm saying? As it stands, though, I'll let the ill vote stand. Next up. Malek the Messenger. Malek. I think it's Malek the Messenger. Isn't that what he said? Because I'm saying Malik. I want to say Malik, but I know it's not Malik. I think it's Malek the Messenger. Malek the Messenger. I'm almost positive that's what it is now. Malek the Messenger. All right. The name of this joint is called Big Boys. 347-934-0966. What we got? 45 minutes left. Well, Julius and Astro joins at a conditional ill. A conditional ill is one of those ills where I was like, yeah, it got ill, but I played on condition. You know what I'm saying? Malek the Messenger. Name of this joint is called Big Boys. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Hit the phone lines and vote. Hit the phone lines and vote. All right? Malek the Messenger. Make sure you hit those phone lines. Make sure you get your people to hit the phone lines. All right? Even though sometimes you don't want that to all necessarily be just all your people voting, because then it's just the same circle of people giving you feedback that already know you, that doesn't help you. You want it to be kind of other people for the most part. All right? So, Malek the Messenger, the name of his joint again. It's called Big Boys. 347-934-0966. You're now rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio.
This is your boy, Malek the Messenger, a.k.a. Jersey Boy. 2KP Records. Representing the Kingdom of God straight out of Jersey. This song right here goes to all those out there in the streets who want some kind of motivation or some kind of incentive to get out. This story right here is about this kid named Charlie. Yeah, I knew this kid named Charlie from around my parts. Always seen him on the corner selling them darts from early in the morning until after dark. Man, he's on the hustle. Man, he doesn't scuffle. A clean-cut brother at once, pulling chicks. Now he's fat as ever, so his shirts don't fit. Head just as nasty, from the roots to his tips. Before, couldn't even catch him with some holes in his kick. He stays to do man, neither a blood or a crip. But more down with the bloods for them, he hangs with. I says, what's up? Every time I roll by quick, he throws a peace sign and throws his head up a bit. Sometimes I wish, man, that I could do something for him. But it seems like the streets does something for him. It's just another case of virus just spreading the ghetto, blinding the mind of our kind in the land of the hollow. Dig it. You mess around with these big boys. You wanna do what these big boys do.
As a formality, I'm going to let you guys take the vote. Just as a formality. Jay Harris, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill that. I can't do the Run DMC.
What you think about that record, but go ahead. What do you got to say about it?
I don't know. I don't have nothing to say about it because I...
Just kill it.
478-731, Illa Kill.
Man, I'm going to have to kill you that, man. I ain't like it too tough.
915-999, Illa Kill.
I was feeling it a little bit, but I guess I'm going to have to kill it.
850-774, Illa Kill.
It was slow as hell, man. It was really, really slow. Grassroots and bad. It didn't really inflow, but it was because of the people. I'm about to kill it.
618-559, Illa Kill. 618-559, Illa Kill.
Yo, what's up with it?
What up, though?
What's up with it?
What's going on?
Just checking.
Yeah,
what's up with it,
pal? What's up? What's up?
What's up with you?
You calling the vote? What?
Y'all got a song on that junk.
What song?
Trapped in a Trap.
Oh, you back on the phone line. Stand up. Stand by. It's coming up in a minute.
All right, sir, too.
All right. One more vote. I don't even know why I'm going to take a vote because I wasn't going to play it anyway. 269-369. Illa Kill.
Kill it, please. Thank you.
Yeah, that one's going to make it. Next up, OGP. We got OGP, Kid Vicious after that, Sir Q, then Richie Loop in that order. If you're an artist and you haven't checked in, I haven't checked you in on the phone lines, make sure you let me know if I come to your phone line that you need to check in. All right, some of y'all calling in like extra late and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We'll get you, hopefully. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Actually, I can't promise you shit. Because, you know, you don't CP time, I guess. This is, that was a kill for that last one. I'm pretty sure I said that. OGP, the name of this joint is called Would I Be Wrong? 347-934-0966. You know what it is.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Hey, would I be wrong if I
lacked it there?
Hey, would I be wrong if I
made a move?
Hey, would I be wrong if I
consumed?
Hey, would I be wrong if
I consumed? Tell me, what do I do? Tell me, what do I do?
Hey, would I be wrong if I
made a move?
Hey, would I be wrong if
I consumed?
Hey, would I be wrong if
I consumed?
Tell me, what do I do? Tell me, what do I do? Hey, would I be wrong if I
made a move?
Hey, would I be wrong if
I consumed? Hey, would I be wrong?
We can take it slow,
and I'm feeling fortunate. I can be around one like you, so forgive me if I cross the line. I don't mean to disrespect you.
She a bad broad, she know. Went through too much with them fools. Her mind state is don't trust. Can't blame your boo, cause don't trust. Guess you can say we got trust issues. That's the outcome when you've been betrayed.
Now you're playing hard, trying to team time. Got your heart broke when you fell in love. Oh,
I'm gonna take the feedback on it first. Feedback first on that one right there. Again, I'm asking my homie Jay Harris. Choice. All he does is play artists, and all he does is ride around listening to indie music. Jay Harris, chill.
I'm gonna tell you
I'm sitting here with some people who do R&B professionally, write, produce, and everything, and they're like, yo, why is it taking so long to get to the music? And then they get to the music, and they're like, no. Then he starts rapping a little bit, and they're like, no, so I'm going to have to kill it. Kill it. You heard it.
And I'm like, no, as well. Seriously.
618-55.
Yo, there you go, man. 618-55.
Yo, that's it. That's it.
Sir, you over there trying to get somebody to tune in. 678-887, Illa Kill. They're listening to K100 Radio instead of on online. I listen, and they're watching. They're listening to TV. Yo, it's like 30 people on the phone line. Half of them are like listening to the broadcast while they're on the phone. 6478-731, Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to kill it, man. It's production. He needs a better producer. You know what I'm saying? I think his voice right, but I think he needs to give him a better studio or something, man.
Wait, you said you think his voice is right? Do you think that singing was right? Are you serious?
I think that it with a better producer.
That singing was horrible, bro. First of all, it sounds like the rapper himself tried to sing the hook himself, and sometimes that works. Actually, in this particular instance, God, please give him auto-tune. Seriously. Could he have been more out of tune? Give him auto-tune. Save him. And I hate auto-tune. He needs it. 850-77. Fuck everybody. One more. Let me see. I'm going to take one more card. 26939, Illa Kill.
Really? You already know. Kill it, please. Just go away.
Okay. I can't. Listen. Seriously, bro. You going to send me some music in the K1's radio? Like, yo, that's the hook is not the business. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even take that hook and go get, because you know what I do like about the record? I do like the concept, because the concept is so young and youthful that it's like a whole bunch of 14 to 18-year-olds who will love the record. Just go get somebody to sing that hook that actually does sing for a living. Do that, and then try it again. Next up, they ain't got to sing for a living. It could be somebody's baby mama that can sing a little bit, just not that person. That's a kill vote. Kid Vicious. Kid Vicious is up next. Sir Q, then Richie Loop. It's a kill vote. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. This is Kid Vicious. The name of this joint is called Running in Place. All right? 347-934-0966. Let's get it.
Wait a minute, what you talking about you leaving? Yeah, I know you got a few plans this season, so how about we take some time and make arrangements? Already holding on, yeah, I know it's kind of strange, which I want to start slow, but my heart's beating fast. Bet I'm not your first, focus on being last. You got a couple wounds, let me decorate the cast. Cause then you can smile when you think about the past. Have I been around the block? Full circle like NASCAR. But it's a marathon, so what are we moving fast for? We pull over and scared to change tires. We looking for somebody to take the wheel when we tired. Anybody lower their eyes, quicker to higher. Too long, we lose direction, they get fired. Finding good tires, pushing markers of mileage. But we ain't really go nowhere on the same mileage. And we back to the same place. Different names, but we see the same face. While I'm running at my feet, get up free. Cause I'm back to the same place. Different names, but I see the same face. While I'm running at my feet, get up free. I really don't mean to be in such a rush. You get to know your style, to get to know your touch. You truly get the love, the passion you hide. But damn, girl, you taking the flash. I like it, wanting to love it. Under stress and it covers you and me are not the same. Super couple in the public.
thinking ahead, fly by the right now. Watch it like cable, your enemies got me like, wow. I ain't had these thoughts in a long time. Shame we came to now, looking for long rides. We flow together like a beat in a song rhyme. If we jumped in, then would have been the wrong time. Came so far to settle down so close. We moving forward, but who we moving the most? Only going to the distance, this road's gonna take us. But we ain't got a need for a map, we making neighbors. And we back to the same place. Different names, but we see the same face. While I'm running at my feet, did I breathe? Cause I'm back to the same place. Different names, but I see the same face. While I'm running at my feet, did I breathe?
K100 Radio, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow us. We follow back. Same thing on IG, K100_radio. Bars. I do like the bars. That was Kid Vicious. I'll give you my critique about it, but I'm going to take the phone lines first. 347-934-0966. It's a whole bunch of y'all. What happened to the phone lines? What the shit? Half the people just dumped out at once. That can't be them. That might have been the switchboard. Call back. Sometimes it wigs out on me. Sometimes it dumps calls. At the same time, I know it wasn't them. But we still got people on the phone lines. I'm just saying a lot of them just got X'd off at once. 347-934-0966. Call back. Whatever. Sometimes that happens. All right. Let me see. Jay Harris, what you think about that one? Illa Kill.
Oh, man. We sitting here at the table vibing to that. When the beat came on, head started nodding, the flow was going, I was like, man, the only thing can kill that is the hook. And when the hook came in, my R&B partner started singing a little bit. He liked the sample, so we're going to ill that over here.
All right, ill. 915-999, ill or kill.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I like that one.
All right, ill.
Ill.
678-887, Illa Kill for that one. 678-887, Illa Kill.
Ill.
Ill. 678-724, Illa Kill for that one.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to kill it, man. The bars was dope, the beat was dope, but the engineering and the mixing and the mastering, you know what I mean, you know, get that to where it's quality, just like your tracks and your bars.
That kill... I totally understand that kill. That is my only criticism about the record. The mixing and mastering has to be fixed, has to be touched up. If you want to kill it for that, I totally co-sign that kill, even though dudes got bars. I did love that track and that sample, but it was recorded poorly, and it's definitely not mastered. I can tell you it's not mastered. If it's mastered, if you got that master, Kid Vicious, get your fucking money back. They did not do you justice on that master. It's horrible. But bars, production, he's dope. So far he's got more ills than kills. All right, 269-369, Michigan Girl, Illa Kill.
I like the song, I like the beat. Of course, I'm listening on the phone, so I didn't know if it was me or not, but the production did sound like it needed a little work. But overall, I like the song, so I'm going to give it an ill.
All right, ill. All right, Kid Vicious. Listen to me, Kid Vicious. And I know you're still tuned in because I still see your phone number. It's important that you listen to this particular thing I'm going to tell you. I like that record, and I'm gonna give it a little bit of play. You feel me? But I'm not going to play that record as much as I want to play that record, Kid Vicious. I want to play that record a lot more. But I'm not going to play it a lot more because the mastering and the mixing on that is not up to par. I like the track. I think you got some ill bars. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got bars. But the mixing and mastering on that is suspect. You know what I'm saying? It's just not there. It may sound good to you, but trust me, I'm sitting here listening to my studio and understand that we're going to be putting you, you know, that's one of the tracks that you got the dopeness in the sample. You know, I may drop that behind Joel Ortiz or some shit because of the way it flows. You got to be on point. Your production and your quality and everything has to be on point. I can't drop you behind those guys. So now I got to put you over here in the light play bin. I want to put you over here with those guys, with that new Dilated Peoples, that new static, static skeleton and all that shit over there. I want to put you over there with those guys. I'm not putting you in that bin because of your quality. Take that same song, go pay somebody to mix it and master it properly. And then I actually probably up how much I play that. As it stands right now, though, it is an ill vote, but you could get a lot more spins over here if you go fix that. That's my honest critique of the song. But still, ill. Next up, make sure you tweet out, I got ill, don't ill or kill, because you did get ill, but I highly suggest you go take that song and go get it re-recorded, or maybe not re-recorded, just go get it mixed and mastered somewhere. I hope you got the master to that. I hope that's not a two-track. I pray to God it's not. Hopefully you got that beat tracked out. Next up, Sir Q, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. What's the name of the joint? Let me see. Oh, yeah, Trapped in the Trap. Sir Q, Trapped in the Trap. Richie Loop is up next. If you're an artist and I haven't checked you in, matter of fact, let me go to the phone lines and make sure I got everybody, because really we're coming up on 30 minutes left in the show. We only got really Sir Q and Richie Loop that's checked in. So if you're an artist and you're actually supposed to get reviewed and I haven't checked you in yet, hit the phone lines, 347-934. This is rare, because most of the time we run out of time before we have a chance to finish. But, and I sent out plenty of emails, so I don't know what the fuck everybody's doing, but it's not on me. I'll end early. I can go watch my one of my shows and sit down and eat. But we got Sir Q and Richie Loop that's checked in. So if I haven't checked you in and you're an artist, man, make sure you hit that phone line and let me know so I can get your song up for review tonight. All right? So as it stands, though, this is Sir Q. The name of this joint is called Trapped in the Trap. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Let's get it.
Paper chasing, you can barely take a nap. Got you sleeping with your strap. Yeah, them white folks, the feds, and they rolling through the hood, and it's messing with your head. But you still got a cone, cause to keep some lights on. And your baby mama tripping, steady blowing up your phone. Telling you you ain't shit when you out here on the grind. And you being with another girl, the only thing on her mind. So you arguing about them bitches, you better watch out for them snitches. Cause one of them dudes, you think your partner, telling them folks your business. Trying to keep you cool, but you finna start wildin'. Feel like you on the island, you're all by your lonely. You down on your luck, you done lost a couple of homies. But mine, them boys phony, won't even help you get back. Your felony's over the job, you can't forget that. God done forgave, but them job people got a grudge. And they listening to the judge, telling them you a thug. So you found a plug, in no time, right back. Doing what they call wrong, trying to get on a right.
Trapped in the trap. We trapped in the trap. The feds and the haters trying to take us off the map. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm interested to see what the people think about it. 915-999. Ill or kill for that joint.
I don't know, I think it's a little bit too repetitive for me. I'm going to kill that one.
All right. That's one kill. 210-837. Ill or kill for that joint.
Ill all day. Caught in a trap, man.
All right.
So, bro, keep doing what you got to do. You got to do what you tell him to do what he's doing.
All right, that's an ill vote. 323-404. Ill or kill. 323-404. Hello. All right. 678-313. Ill or kill.
Yeah, that's ill, man. I like that.
All right. Jay Harris, what the...
Oh, no, did I hang up? Hello?
Hang up.
Oh, man. I started doing the crunchy black dance for Ryan Spinners.
The what?
Sound a little dated, man. I like what he said. I just can't get with that. I'm gonna kill that.
Hey, you know what? That's the thing about it. Like, I like what he's saying. Because literally, we've been doing this before. I was listening to you, Sir Q. Make no mistake about it. I was listening to what you're saying. And we are trapped in a trap. I like what you're saying. I'm not in love with how you said it. But I like what you're saying. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I think about it. I'm going to ask one person, though. Michigan girl, Emma Kill.
I feel like I'm being the just negative person tonight. I mean, I liked what he was saying, but I don't know if it was the beat or what. I just wasn't feeling the whole song together, so I'm going to have to kill it.
Okay. 678. No, hold on. Yeah, well, 678-887. Illa Kill.
I got mixed emotions on that song, but I don't know if it's the mixing, the master, or what. I don't know if it's how it sounded, but I'm gonna kill it.
I don't think it's a mixed mastering issue with that song. That song is mixed. It's not a quality issue with it. It's not a quality. It was decently mixed and mastered and everything. It wasn't that. I've heard to like Kid Vicious is the exact opposite. You know what I'm saying? He's really got to go get that fixed because the song is dope, but he's really got to go get his studio to redo that before I really show him some real love on his broadcast. I play it every blue moon until he gets it fixed. But so far that's more kills than ills, so it's a kill vote. But I think that, you know what I'm saying, that song could have easily got ill. I kind of let the people pick it on that one right there. But I don't not like that record. I actually like it per se because of what he's talking about, what he's saying. You feel me? The story he's telling about the fact that, you know, you got caught a long time ago. You're feeling old, but the jobs don't care. They listen to the judge. They say you a thug. I heard what you said, homie. Make no mistake about it. But the song overall, you know what I'm saying, is lacking. I don't know. Maybe it's the trapped in the trap, the repetitive of the hook. It sounds real elementary. I think that's what's turning people off on it. I'll let the kill vote stand. But I'd like to hear another song from Sir Q. Send me another one. All right. Next up, Richie Luke. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. Let's see. What's the name of the song? Turn It Up. Okay, Richie Loop. Oh, I got it. Here it is. Yeah, Turn It Up. All right, Richie Loop. I was trying to figure out. I couldn't find the name of the song. I don't know what happened where I wrote that down at. This is Richie Loop. It looks like this might be the last one of the night because no more of the artists that I've sent emails out have checked in. So we can end it here. I have no problem with ending Illa Kill early. I seriously don't. You know what I'm saying? I chop it up with Jay Harris about something after the fact, though, real quick. And to make sure he gets a chance to tell you about what he's got going on every Saturday, because you really want to rock with Jay Harris on Saturdays, especially if you're an indie artist. Because some of the songs that may not necessarily get put into rotation, Jay Harris tends to pick them up, and he tends to play them. You know what I'm saying? So you might want to get with him. I'm going to let him give his information out in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because he has an hour-long show, and he really does go out in the streets and really just be out there and really listening to, like, you know, your whole mixtape. Like, you may send me a song, and that may not be the one, but he may like a song off your mixtape, track 10 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And he'd be like, yo, I'm fucking with that. He'll play that on his segment, which comes on every Saturday. At 8 o'clock p.m. But this is Richie Loop. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Make sure you call and give these artists some feedback, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a lot of people on the phone. Something happened with the switchboard. I think, like, 20 calls dumped out at once. That might have been us, and they was like, fuck calling back. What can I say? Richie Loop, turn it up. Let's go. Richie Loop, didn't know it was reggae. Actually, when he called in, he was like, "Yo, man, Richie Loop, man." I forgot. It's reggae. Didn't know. We do play reggae over here. By the way, matter of fact, if you like reggae and you like dancehall and you like soca, make sure you tune in to K1's Radio now on Saturdays at 3 p.m. DJ Obens, representing Beantown. He comes in. Yo, his first debut mix was last week. Yo, swear you could have lost 20 pounds just dancing off that shit in that 1 hour. I swear to God. Okay, maybe 10. But for real, dude went in with the reggae dancehall soca mix. Make sure you tune in Saturdays. Brand new mix show. We got DJ Obens representing Beantown. He goes in every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Reggae dancehall soca. I'm thinking about giving another hour because he's so hungry. He's like, yo, I need more than an hour, man. Yo, it's not enough time. Yo, it's not enough time, man. That's how he talks. Like, it's got a really weird accent. I don't know if he's what actually nationality he is. But the mixes be dope if you love reggae music. Saturdays, 3 p.m. on K100 Radio. Real quick, let me go to the phone lines and get the votes on this song right here real quick. 915-999, Illa Kill.
I like that one, man. That was pretty cool.
All right, Ill. 210-210-693, Illa Kill.
Ill. Yeah.
All right, Ill. She liked it. 678-887, Illa Kill.
Give him an L.
All right, L. 323-304, Illa Kill. 323-304, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Illa Kill.
That was Ill. But I have a song I want to play too.
Are you an artist checking in?
Yes.
You got an email from me today?
Yes, I did.
What's your name?
Bad Jokes, Boston Shots.
Bad Jokes, and what's the name of the song?
Boston Shots.
Bump the Shots?
Yeah, Boston Shots.
Oh, Boston Shot.
Yeah.
Boston Shot. All right, stand by, homie, all right?
All right.
832-643, Killer Kill. 8-
Kill
Boogie,
man.
Oh, L Boogie, he's back.
Hey, bro, yeah, I'm back, bro. I had to call in on that one, bro. That's foul right there.
All right, the reggae joint, you like that one?
Yeah, I liked that, man.
All right, that's what's up. L Boogie is back, and he says, L, he called in just to say that. He came back on the phone line just to tell you the Richie Loop. He got you one. Turn it up. We'll get that one in rotation, homie. I like it. Jay Harris.
What up, what up?
Boy, real quick. And then give them your information how they can get some music to you while I try to stall for time this damn song over here.
That's definitely ill right there. When it came on, I heard the vocals. I thought, okay. We can rock with that. And then he started going in. Then he heard the reggae and all that drop. I was like, yeah, he got a nice little record right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely rock with that record.
All right, so tell them how they can get music to you real quick for your show.
All right. Every Saturday at 8 o'clock, I do the A&R's Choice. I listen to all the music. I'm out in the streets. I do interviews. If you want to submit music for the A&R's Choice, it is putmeonk100@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. I am Jay Harris. If you get on my Instagram, I always ask people to submit certain kinds of songs. I might ask who got the hottest loud song, who got the hottest inspirational song, whatever. If you see that on my IG, be the first one to send it in. And I usually pick the first people to send because that means they're serious about their business and their craft and their career. So definitely get at me.
All right, make sure you hit the homie up. And he does have a lot of people that tune in just specifically to his segment, you know what I'm saying? Because he's one of these people that really be on the grind with me in the streets out here of Atlanta. He goes to a lot of the, events here and showcases here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you give Jay Harris a CD, you know what I'm saying? If he's got some decent, you know, decent packaging and stuff, Jay Harris actually puts it in the deck and ride around and listen to it, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be the first to tell you, you know what I'm saying? This is my platform for listening to new music because with me being a program director, I'm very, very, very busy, and I get inundated all the time. So this is my preferred method of listening to music. You know, I want to hear your one song. I want to hear the joint that's going to work for K100 Radio for us to play. And I often don't have time to really listen to a whole project. As a matter of fact, I almost rarely do because I do this and like a gazillion other things on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, this is how you do it. But for Jay Harris, he actually takes the CDs that he gets and throws them in the deck, and he rides around listening to it. He's up on more music than me, even though I'm the program director. I'm up on everybody's single and who's hot and who's really out here because I'm at all the events too. But as far as like whose whole project, whose whole mixtape is riding, he's definitely a person that you would ask more than me because he actually listens to whole projects, whereas I just need to hear your main joint and your single and, you know, see your grind pretty much. That's pretty much what I do over here as the program director. So, but definitely. So we got this last song, I guess, probably of the night. This is Bad Jokes, and the name of this joint, he just called in at the very last minute, but fortunately, we had enough time, we had time to spare. So we got Bad Jokes, the name of this joint is called Boston Shots, all right? Again, this is probably going to be the last one of the night, so shouts out to everybody who's been riding with us the whole time. A lot of people tuned in to this particular segment of Illa Kill, I really appreciate that. Also want to remind you that this Friday, tune in to us, we'll be live at the Bar Exam. I'm also going to chill out with Boss Lady also Friday after we get done with the Bar Exam. But this Friday, we'll be at the Bar Exam, chilling, broadcasting live. The homie Mike Sick, them doing their thing, you know, for the Bar Exam. If you don't know about the Bar Exam and you're in the city of Atlanta, you really should go research it. Freestyle Experiment on Tuesdays, too. But Mike Sick, he has a pretty dope event that goes down once a month. It's the Bar Exam, man, and it's a real dope event. I think they're full as far as people coming on to perform. but you might want to get with them and sign up for the next one. Go to our website, chainlessentertainment.com. Go to events and opportunities. Look over there on that tab. Learn about the bar exam. Go to the website and rock with them and check them out. We'll be over there broadcasting live Friday. Also, after that, we're going to go swing by Chit Chat and chop it up with Boss Lady for her 3-year anniversary birthday party. After that, shouts out to her. All right. So, again, busy week. Lots of things going on. We just had a great time over there at, Hustle and Flow with Grand Hustle them the other night on Monday, which was an excellent event. All right. Follow us again on Twitter, K100_radio and IG. All right. This is, Bad Jokes, Boston Shots. All right. You guys let me know. This is going to be the last one tonight, and then we'll get ready to get up out of here. Again, don't go anywhere. If you're on the phone lines, don't hang up. Hang around and go ahead and give this guy some real feedback. All right. Let's go.
Tell him, yo, get up on that.
It's on the mission, the murder 187.
What?
I'm handing the mic, the clock done strike 11.
Right.
Business at hand, homicide, rectify the past. Put you on your ass, itchy finger blast. Smoke that nigga like a blunt rolled long. Extradite the body, you're smarter than the bong. You're where that nigga from, gangland, clouting the money.
What?
Life may be hectic for some, touch with his honey. Call it Bill Young, but I take higher digits. Knee deep in the game of feeling like a midget. My head is still above, gangland level. See up on my feet, that's how I run with the devil. Better to be a believer, not a hypocrite. Smoke a lot of weed, nigga, high, yes I get.
That's
for
right.
A good guy, and a box of Philly blunts. A pack of Trojan Honda, skeet ass cunts. Yo, gangland, do you move me park the jump? After dark, the blunts are spark. Through the head hard, nigga, I draw. Niggas be asking for a piece. Show a picture, say, hey, man, it never cease to exist. Until this world is like ice, yo, real fucking ghetto. Trying to pay the price for what you said about my territory. Told of the streets is all about the fucking guts and the glory. Just be on the alert, this backstabber has set you up. Evil plot done grabbed you and took you to a place, yo, where the ballers dwell.
Are
a soul native, yo, the valleys of hell.
Hey,
yo, wheel, spark the bliss, yo, fuck that hell. At times I had no cash, but nigga, never fell, walk the ledge. No kind of fucking bungee jump. Gangland information memorized from the jump. I made mistakes, but oh yeah, I learned from them like a little three deuce. Can't fuck with no Mac 10, not now, yeah, yeah. Take a little time to sit back and bob your head to this rhyme. Yo, my bitties and bean pies and fat ass thighs. Yo, get them in the zone. And yo, check their eyes. Are they real? I hope so. I cut the afro. For every man in this world, there's 6 more. Girls, that's 7. Weedles be in heaven. And praise the Lord. Holla at the rep. And damn, my nigga was smoked on a hot day. That's number 28 of the bodies all the way. Looking life differently, G. Not so simply. And ever trying to look filthy. Try to stay all nice. Been to the cemetery only twice. Why, oh, why? Was my weedles like I?
As I still wait for the hook. Jesus Christ. I know every song doesn't have a hook. I know that. But that song needed a hook. And it never came. It never came. Jay Harris, Illa Kill.
That's a typical Boston sound, man. I'ma kill it. I'ma kill it for it doesn't have any up or down. It's the same thing from beginning to end.
Yes, yes, yes it is. Oh, but L Book, DJ L Book, what do you think, homie?
Man, kill. Slaughter. Kill.
All right, DJ L Boogie is not feeling it. Stand by, guys. I got one more thing to say to L Boogie. Stand by, L Boogie. 915-999, Illa Kill.
Had a dope vibe to it. I was expecting more to it. But, yeah, kill it.
Michigan girl, Illa Kill.
Kill.
So before we get ready to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely that's a kill vote, even though I love the track. The track had so much potential because it was just that head nod, hip-hop shit. He could have did so much more, but he just, like, totally lost me with just going and going and going and going. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It's been some songs that came out that didn't have hooks that worked. That just wasn't one of them. So, of course, the kill vote's going to stand. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. Again, shout out to my homie DJ L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And hey, L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
real quick, I know you've been going back and forth. We've been talking about this whole thing over in Ferguson, the shenanigans over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The latest. I can't even. It's just so much. It's always. It's something constantly happening with the whole situation. I can't even tell you what the latest is. Every time I look at the news, somebody else got shot. And it's more. It's just. It's something developing. But just really, bro. Hey, real quick before we go, I want to talk to you instead of just Facebooking you about this. Honestly.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this?
Well, I mean, and we talked about this on Facebook, but the groundwork has been laid pretty much for them to get the boy off. If you look at what the Ferguson PD has been doing from day one, none of it has been compassion for a family, compassion for the community, trying to understand, you know, what they feeling, trying to give them an outlet to express themselves about the whole situation. The guy hasn't been arrested. So, you know, all they have achieved is putting information out that will help the officer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just see the writing on the wall. I hope we don't have another Trayvon Martin situation. But, I mean, that's, if you look at it, that's kind of where it's going in my book.
I think so, and I think the fact that the one major thing, like, what the fuck, why didn't the governor appoint a special prosecutor to the case? Because obviously the damn DA, the district attorney down there, of course, the person involved with getting the cop indicted in the first place, is a white guy whose brother is a cop, mama worked at the police station, and his daddy was killed by a black man.
Not only that, I mean, it's just a situation is where he's too close to the situation. You know what I mean? As a prosecutor, he's already biased just from the jump because his relationship with the police officers, and he know all of them. He knows the judges and everything. And normally, I mean, that's how it is anyway. But in a high-profile case like this, you really want to try to remove some of that doubt, especially the way that the Ferguson PD has already screwed up a lot of the public relations type stuff. I would be trying to, you know, rectify some of that by removing some of that doubt.
Absolutely, man. I just wanted to get you this talk to you about it. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I'm setting up a conference call for all you guys that's on the station. I got to have a conference call with all you guys, so be on the lookout for that for me, because I got to talk to all you guys at once about everything that's going on with the station and a couple other things. So I'm hit you up about
most that. Most definitely. I appreciate it, man. I enjoyed being on here, man, and you know, I listen every week, so, you know, I'll be checking y'all out. I like this show, man, so keep doing what you're doing, Big Deuce.
All right, homie, thank you. Thanks for supporting K100 Radio. Deuces, all right?
All right. Later.
All right. So, again, thanks, everybody, for, you know, tuning in to K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know, the whole situation, I will, of course, I don't mind, you know, talking about Ferguson or whatever. Of course, if you know, when it first happened, I went in and I had my spill, and I'm gonna do another one on this particular show and on this, about this whole situation, because it's not just about the cop; it's bigger than that. But I will tell you this, and we're gonna go ahead and turn it back. You have to understand, and we keep it 100 over there. You should follow me on Instagram and Twitter, especially my Instagram, because I talk a lot of shit on there. But I'm so serious. Facebook, I'm real selective about who follows me and watch me on Facebook, because I actually talk a whole bunch on there. You know what I'm saying? But seriously, this whole situation, man, is, you think it's over and it's not. It's really just starting. I don't know what it's going to do as far as in this country about where we're going to go from here. But I can tell you that if you're one of these people who just always try to deny the injustices that's going on in this country, even though this is supposed to be the shining example of freedom and equality in the world, if that's what America is, the world is far more fucked up than I can really imagine. Because if we're the example of what people should want to be like, this stuff that's going on in Ferguson right now is an example of how we don't have it together, of how we may be better than some quote-unquote third world countries. Maybe we're better off than them. Yes, that's true. But just because we're better than them doesn't make us great. We're all right at best on our day. We have moments of greatness, but we're far from a great country, because greatness is unflawed. You know what I'm saying? And we've got a shitload of flaws in this country. Our justice system, our police force, our law enforcement, you're seeing what it is. You're seeing what it is. You don't have to be in physical danger, obviously, now, in order to take another human's life. That's what they're telling us. If this cop doesn't get indicted, shame on America. Spelt with 3 K's. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, matter of fact, let me see. And before I go, this is by request by myself. I just want to hear this. This is my letter to President Obama. Actually, it's a letter from Pac. You know what I'm saying? Just take Clinton out and put Obama in there. All right? Ah, we out. Appreciate you for tuning in for Illa Kill.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
Amongst the praise and the heartless, and I'm so broke, ready to roll a starship, launch it. Even make a flat for scratch, regardless, I gotta get you, but you can't understand that. Wanna band rap, stand back before you get hurt. The only thing they can fit is David Stein's fucking work. On a mission, listen, must reach my goal with the vision. First of my decision, I rely on the same living. Driven to drop the message, trying to get that better. Motherfuckers say the cops wait, it ain't getting better. But you keep telling us that it is. Why your motherfucker troops keep killing our kids? Dig. Don't be surprised if you see us talking with nothing but artillery to free us, motherfucker. Damn, Mr. President, tell us what to do. These niggas stacking up in the hood, stand more truth. Damn, Mr. President, tell me what to do. These niggas stacking up in the hood, stand more truth.
Strapped and angry with no hope and heart, bro. Fighting first my train brain until it's not so. It's hostile. Niggas lick shots and watch their glass go. Coppers and coppers patrol us like we some animals. It ain't no peace, not a piece of peace on my street. Just people beefing and face, tweaking on their feet for weeks.
Scar, 13, making hard, sister had a baby as an adolescent with a scar.
to the president. Black is broke. Think it's a joke that we living low. Y'all slip and blow up most of what they didn't vote. Tell the secretary it's necessary. We get paid. Look what you made. Little kids getting sprayed. Day after day and night after night. Battles and wars to the daylight. We might change or rearrange if you do something. Till then we gonna keep it coming, Mr. President. And I meant every word in my letter to the president.
Word motherfucking life. Fuck this nigga thing. Cutting taxes, taking off welfare. You supposed to just sit here and go broke and die? Starving? Motherfucking crazy ass motherfucking scalp.
Black America, metaphor for a predator. Been to the Mediterranean. All my papers like an editor. I flow like a reservoir, dog. Rap Tarantino. Off the chain like Django.